Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. I'll go ahead and start with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo Gurudev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us and all around us. All you have to do is look around. Oh my gosh, I'm looking outside at these amazing trees and I can hear the birds singing. And, you know, we have it all within us too. It's like we're just this big cosmic joy bubble or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, life is good. Life is interesting, too. I've been dealing with some interesting physical things, just nothing major, just interesting stuff, and had a fun kind of a connection and conversation with a group of people on a blog site recently, just kind of talking about the physical, and had a really cool revelation with the help of the woman who wrote the blog. I had been thinking a lot, at least lately, about kind of not taking things so personally. I guess, I don't know, I thought I'd kind of gotten it, but it popped up again for me, and which is totally cool. You know, you want to get that stuff cleared out. And a real close friend of mine said, don't, you know, I was talking to her about something that happened, don't take it so personally. And so I pulled out my Four Agreements book and just reread the chapter. And it was really fabulous. It was actually really fun. I like his energy, and it was just like a great reminder, you know, about basically that, you know, if you're taking things personally like that, it's making everything all about you or me in this case. And, you know, that's actually one of my things that I just, I do not want to be a narcissistic person. I don't think I am, but you know, you just, I'm always kind of looking at things and, okay, why am I reacting this way and that way and what's really going on and, you know, and why, you know, why did I freak out when this one person said this and why did this trigger me that and blah, 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 you know. So I'm often analyzing. I picked up that book and was reading it last night, and then I went and I looked at this blog that this woman had written, and there had been quite a few comments back and forth, and the last thing she had written was about not taking it personally with the physical stuff that's going on with us. And I just laughed because, of course, I had just read the chapter on not taking things personally. but for me, I had always thought of that as not taking things personally that someone might say to me or do to me, that somehow it was outside me, which, of course, like, duh, of course, it's not outside you, really. And so I loved what she said because it made me have this big aha moment, like, oh, man, you know, as we're moving away from 3D living and moving into, you know, whatever other dimensions and moving into new Earth. And, you know, as we're clearing and healing and having these physical symptoms come up, you know, I could look at them as, okay, I'm just going to embrace those. And I've talked a little bit about, I think, on my weight on this show. Like, I'm going to embrace that and love on it and just accept this is all part of whatever, you know, is right and good that's going on and it's perfect and all that. I've had quite a few blemishes and I've had some kind of allergic reaction on my face. And of course, that's challenging probably for any human because, you know, you feel like people are looking at you, although my guides say that basically nobody really notices but me. And but it was like, oh, okay, I don't need to take all that so personally. It was a really great, like, turning it around and looking at it from a whole kind of another viewpoint, which was fabulous. You know, I had gotten to this point where I realized, oh, okay, this is for some reason, and let me embrace, you know, whatever's going on, and this is all part of the healing process, and this is clearing, and blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. And but then it was like, don't take it so personally. Yes, because, you know, I was thinking about it. If I'm really, you know, a conduit, if I'm really the warrior goddess of light, which is what I got, I am, that's who I am. I mean, I got that about 10 or more years ago. Oh, maybe it was more like 13 years ago. Anyway, whenever that was, if that's who really who I am, if I'm just, I'm a conduit and I'm a vessel for light and I'm a light worker, I'm a lighthouse, then why would I take it personally? And why would I take it on? You know, why do I need to? Anyway, that was just like, wow. And so it's really fun to share about that here and kind of like just this almost, you know, kind of esoteric, I guess you could say. Well, it's kind of like if you don't get it, you don't get it. But if you do get it, you really get it. And I don't know how to even describe it. I mean, maybe my husband would laugh if he was here because I he teases me because I often will use childbirth as an analogy. But it's kind of like if you've had kids, you know, I can say it's like the deepest, amazing love you've ever had. And it's the most intense experience of your life. So you get that as a parent, you get that. But if you've never had kids, you just don't quite get that. So this is kind of the same thing. And it's not about right, wrong, good, bad, blah, 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 any of that. Anyway, so that's awesome, wonderful, like great revelation for me. I even, you know, was having a moment this morning where I was just brushing my teeth and pondering stuff and was having a moment because I feel like I'm so kind of in this physical stuff right now that I was having a moment of like, oh, I know the feeling like I'm going to get behind this or get ahead of this or whatever you want to call it or get past it or whatever. And I'll have that feeling like, oh yeah, looking back on this experience of remembering that I was so kind of consumed with or thinking a lot about my physical being. And I was really having that feeling of, oh, I'm going to remember, wow, remember when I was in that? And because I know I'm going to come out the other side, so it was, and maybe that didn't even make sense, but hopefully it did. It's gonna shed from me. It's kind of like it doesn't even matter whether it's losing weight or not losing weight or whatever. It's really about just not having it matter so much. It's not going to be a big issue, and. It's just, I don't know, it's just interesting stuff, you know, because we were just dealing with so much of this, the physical, it's kind of those last vestiges of that healing and clearing. And of course, you know, I get that for whatever reason, the weight, it's kind of like a protective thing for me, you know, I get that, that's fine. You know, it's interesting because at times it's real shame inducing and kind of despair even. And so I know that it's just like clearing out a lot of old crap, you know. So anyway, just good stuff, you know, good stuff going on. It was kind of cute. We moved, you know, into our new house, which I've talked about. We had our next door neighbors over for just to have like little cocktail appetizers, you know, hour. And they were so fun. They're they're younger than my kids. They're 29 and 31, and they are just this fun couple. They are real talkative like us, and so we just kind of nonstop, and they're really great storytellers, and we were all just laughing a lot, and we were having such a fun time, and it was, you know, I was having that moment. At one point, I was teasing him because we had some interesting little things in common, and at one point, I was teasing him because I said, oh, you know what it is? Really, you guys are us when we were younger, you know, which, of course, is not really true because they're quite different from us in a lot of ways. But you know, I had a moment of realization that really what it is the numbers, the age doesn't mean anything, you know, and they're not folks that we'd go places with or do stuff with. But we had just, it was so nice to have our next door neighbors just have it be like a really fun connection like that. It was very, very lovely. And then, which makes me think about, I'm very excited about a new project I'm going to do. I'm going to get back into doing portrait photography, and I'm going to do it for me, for my sheer pleasure. I mean, it will help people because they'll have a great, nice portrait of themselves, but I'm going to do it for me. I'm not doing it for money. I don't have to please anyone but myself. At first, I was thinking I'd take portraits of women over 40, kind of that, you know, love yourself as you age kind of thing. But then I got, no, I want it to be open to all women. I posted out on Facebook hey, women friends, this is what I'm going to do. I want to create a show, and it's going to be called Woman Falling in Love with Herself. And so it was, and I have a whole list of a bunch of women who I thought I'd ask, but it was really fun. I wanted to see who would respond and include them. And so how cool was it? I had so many women respond, like women who I hadn't seen in a while, women who I even kind of thought I wasn't sure if they liked me very much, you know. But felt, this one woman in particular just felt very lovely that she said, I'm kind of shy about in the camera, but I trust you. And that felt really huge. That was real exciting. Some people who I knew years ago, back when I lived in Salem. And it was very fun to have this kind of come up, and I'm getting very strongly that it's going to be lovely connections. And in fact, my first person's coming down from Portland. She had approached me already, wanted me to take her portrait, and just kind of didn't work out before we left Portland. And so now she's coming down on Friday. And so I'm real excited about that. So the reason I thought about that is because the woman next door, I asked her if she was interested, and she said yes that, and I told her the name of the show, and she said that totally was just what she needed right now. So that was very fun. So the lady just told me about a minute and a half left, and so I'm getting to do the chant, the Roto-Rooter chant for the final clearing again, to end the show. So, Tapia Denjai, Kita Nahoe, Ape Apnaran Genesoe, Genesevia Tanapaye Man, Nanaka Gavia Guninidhan, Gavia Sunia Mararakia Bao, Dukapara Harasukale Jai, Guru Makanadang, Guru Makavedang, Guru Makarahia Samai, Guru Isur Guru Gorakabarma, Guru Parabati Mai. Jeho jana aka nahi kehna katana jai, gura ikade bujai, sabana jia ka ikadata, so me visarana jai. Well, I hope that you all have a fabulous, fabulous day out there. And I love you all. Much, much love. I'm actually was having some thoughts today. Like, I'm not sure if I'm even supposed to continue doing this. Anyway, so I'm pondering that. And anyway, many, many, many blessings. Much love.